You should have a wedding day that is original to yours and your partner's personalities that you can look back on with no regrets.
Hi, we're Samuel and Maria with Akurnan's Photography based in Chicago, Illinois.
We are passionate about artfully and authentically capturing love stories and helping you have the wedding that embraces who you really are.
On this podcast, we talk with wedding industry professionals to give you priceless tips and tricks for wedding planning and to help you get the most out of your wedding photos.
Thanks for joining us. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining us on episode 2 of Wedding Tips and Tricks podcast. Maria is not with me today. She's doing some other stuff, but I am so excited about this episode. Today, I am talking with Chris of Sarless Music. He is a live music specialist for mostly weddings, serving mostly Chicago area, but they do work all over the country. So Chris, I'm so excited to have you on here today. Could you please just give everyone a brief little bit about you and your business and sure. What you guys do?
Yeah, you got it. Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we do provide live music for weddings, some corporate things, mostly weddings, and the full gamut, you know, the ceremony, cocktail music, dinner music, reception music. We're a full service music provider.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I have always been such a big fan of having, as a musician myself, of having live music at a wedding. Like, I really feel like it just brings so much more life to the party and at ceremonies as well. Like, it really just adds this whole other special element. So you and Carol are a husband and wife team, and you do this together.
Yep.
So, like, what styles of music do you all play?
Oh, we provide all different styles. I mean, Carol's a violinist, so she provides ceremony music, whether it be classical or pop with her string quartet or a string duo or a string trio. It's all about customizing. So if someone says they want classical music for the ceremony, I try to get them to use adjectives like, give me some words that describe what you're thinking. And maybe the bride says, I really want an elegant entrance. That triggers an emotion to what we want to do. So maybe it's classical music and play some examples for her. Maybe they want something, if they say, I want something funky, that gives us another vision. Maybe they want pop music or something eclectic. So it really comes down to what they want. I mean, we don't do everything. You know, we don't do a lot of rap music. And there are bands that do, we're just not one of them. But from the ceremony through the reception, we provide pretty much all styles people want. And we're known for customizing it. So if someone says they don't want a certain style, like they don't want to hear, they're not big fans of like music from the 80s, and they can avoid certain artists or certain styles.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
I love that. I love that you guys really customize it to the couple, because I feel like that's not something that probably all live bands would do.
No, and it comes, and you said something earlier that was good. It's like live music does provide a special, like a cherry on top of the ice cream, so to speak. But you know, as long as you have a good band or a good DJ, it's going to be great. If you have mediocre, either mediocrity is mediocrity. So that's, and it's difficult as a client to try to search, whether it be a photographer like yourself or musician, it's hard for them to understand where the professionals are and where the hobbyists are or the part-timers. It's difficult. It's difficult.
You know? Yeah. So I feel like a lot of couples really don't know where to start, like when they're thinking about music at their wedding. I feel like maybe in general, people will have an idea of, okay, I've always dreamed of having a live band at my wedding, or I've always dreamed of having a killer DJ at my wedding. Right. But for a couple who is like searching out a live band to play at their wedding, let's just say they know that they want a live band and they're looking. And there's, I mean, here in our market, the Chicago, I mean, I'm sure there are so many live bands that do weddings.
There's a lot. There's a lot to choose from.
So, can you give couples who are looking maybe some advice on like how they can really start to hone in on like where they who they should even contact? Like, what should they be looking for?
Good question. Vetting live music is hard because, well, it's hard and it's not hard. Mm-hmm. The internet's great because if someone's website is current, if they have, for example, live video mm-hmm. of the band playing or the string quartet or whatever, that carries a lot more weight than a pre-produced video, like a sizzle reel.
Yeah.
Like for a minute, like with lights and voiceover, it's like, what can you see there?
Yeah.
If you watch videos and there are people dancing, that's the easiest way to vet. And what that tells people is that if the band has live video on their site, they're not afraid to say that's what we do.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So that's the first thing I would do. The second thing I would say is I always think in prioritize what's the most important. Is it the reception the most important for live music for you? Is it the ceremony or is it everything?
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you something to go on. Everyone, the price matters, but just get a ballpark. Mm-hmm. And if you can talk to that person, they can work with you. You can have a good experience. If that mm-hmm. person is just giving you, sending you a price list and just letting you try to figure it out on your own, I'd walk away. That doesn't help anybody.
For any couples listening.
Yeah.
I think that like a great way to go about looking for all of your vendors is mm-hmm. finding ones that are dedicated to serving you and to not just selling to you. And that's kind of what you said, like you guys really customize to what the couple wants. And mm-hmm. sometimes I imagine if they come to you and they're like, hey, I know I want live music, but I don't know what I want. I assume that you guys are really going to help them figure out exactly what they want and not just say, all right, well, we'll take care of it, whatever. And say that there's a couple listening and they really have no idea what mm-hmm. their budget should be for a good live band at their wedding. So let's just assume they know that they want a very good live band because, I mean, like I always tell people, like this is a one-time deal. Like there's no do-overs at a wedding. You want to make sure that you have professionals who really know what they're doing.
Right.
All your vendors. And right. so say that all of that is, they agree with that. And so what would be like a rough ballpark if they wanted like ceremony and reception music?
Yeah, I would say we've got two full size bands that go between 7 and 11 pieces mm-hmm. and then like a smaller jam band. So my answer normally is, and this gets into some more detail, but I would say if that's generally what they want to know, I would say depending on what band you choose, whether you want the big band or the small band or medium mm-hmm. band, depending if we're doing live ceremony and live reception, mm-hmm. the range I would always give is between $4,000 and $13,000 for everything.
Okay.
Which includes lighting and sound system and engineering. And I know that's a wide range.
Yeah.
And what that comes down to is that if you want the bigger band, it's going to cost, the investment is higher because you're mm-hmm. investing in more people.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to give people a starting point because otherwise if they're completely blind.
Yeah.
So, and now here's getting even one step farther. If I'm the first call and the first thing out of my mouth, they haven't heard the pricing of any band to this point,
mm-hmm.
they could freak out.
Yeah.
If I'm the 10th call and everyone said $4,000 to $13,000, then it's like, okay, sure. That's fine. So there's a level of sticker shock. Maybe that happens to you guys too. If you're the first photographer they're calling and you mm-hmm. say what the package is and you're the first call, they may freak out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think that a part of that is there's a lot of resources like The Knot and Wedding Wire and things like that out there for couples who are starting to plan their weddings, and those are definitely valuable for some things, but sometimes they can give false expectations.
Well, and the danger is, yeah, well, thank you, not to interrupt, but the danger with that is, I agree with you, great resource, but the danger is when they say something like, "Wedding they use a word that I hate. I hate the word should. The F word is better to word use than should. Should is it's a terrible word. Because they'll say something like, most weddings are around $30,000 to $50,000. But that's not true in Chicago, Boston, New York, LA, in parts of Florida. That's not true. But maybe that's the mean average. Mm-hmm. So if a bride comes to you like, okay, $30,000, you know, and it's not her fault. That's the data she's got. And she's like, well, that means it's going to cost me this much for my dress, this much for photography, food and beverage. I have $1,000 for music. That wasn't fair to lead that person down that road. Mm-hmm. If you talk to a Chicago vendor, they would say that a wedding would perhaps be at a different price point, the entire wedding. So that's where the danger of the whether it be wedding wire or not, you know, party slate, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, prices vary greatly all over the U.S. I mean, it's naturally going to be way higher in big cities like Chicago, New York, L.A. It's just a fact. Are there, as far as like venues go, maybe a couple already has booked their venue and then they decide they want a live band. Like, what does that look like? I mean, like, what can you guys accommodate? Is it
that's good
indoor, outdoor, both? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So leaving COVID out of it, because that changes the dynamic of everything.
Sure.
But let's pretend COVID's over. And we're back to the way things are. There's a space concern, but if you're having a wedding of 40 people versus a wedding of 400, that's going to dictate more about your venue than whether or not I'm taking up a 20 by 20 space or not.
Yeah.
But let's say you're getting married and you say, we're getting married at this hotel, and it's a hotel, you know, like the Hilton with big ballrooms downtown, or the Four Seasons or the Ritz or whatever. That's one thing. If it's a boutique hotel, the room could be smaller, you know, like Hotel Allegro. Wonderful. These are all wonderful venues. They're just different. So then it would take more investigation, like, okay, which room and which hotel? And that may say, well, then perhaps a smaller band is the way to go. Perhaps the size doesn't matter. You know, so yeah, I always think it's better if someone has the venue picked. More often than not, it's better if they've got the venue picked first.
Yeah. Helps give some direction.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. And do you guys do outdoor as well?
Oh, sure. Cool. Outdoor weddings we do. If it is an outdoor party, like in a tent, there's more concerns for musicians and DJs, because all the instruments plug in. So we have to be tented. We can't play in the open air because of rain. Yeah. So there's more concerns. There's concerns about oftentimes generator power versus there's not an AC source nearby. But yeah, we do that.
Very cool.
Well.
So I'm curious, are there any...
Sure.
What tend to be like the biggest questions you get from couples who are inquiring with you? Is there anything that you hear like over and over again that you feel like would be a great thing for people to hear right now?
I think the next big question is basically, am I going to be dealing with you? Like, are they dealing with me, the band leader, and or my wife, the ceremony leader? Or are they dealing with a salesperson? And I think once they find out that they're speaking to Chris Sarlis personally or Carol Calvangian personally, and they're always going to do that, that makes a difference. That makes a difference. You know, that's been our experience. And I think that opens up a lot of other questions. And it, as they say, the universe unfolds under its own accord, where then it's like, okay, they feel safe to open up about their wedding versus they're talking to someone who is the person they actually hope is going to celebrate with them on their day versus just a salesman, you know, salesperson. Right.
Yeah. It's much more personal.
Yeah.
And so you guys offer some education for engaged couples. Can you give me maybe just like, I know it's a lot more Carol who deals with that, but can you kind of just give like a brief explanation as to like what that's all about?
COVID created this spark to not only fill up your days with stuff to do because you're not outperforming.
Sure.
You know, so we had our website and we're very proud of it, sarlismusic.com. Mm-hmm. And then Carol's idea was a place to go where brides and grooms can be educated without going to, without being sold to, right? Mm-hmm. So she started learn.sarlismusic.com. And that's where bride and grooms can say, where they can talk with each other and just say, you know, I've got questions about my ceremony. We're having a Catholic mass. How is that different than the wedding that's in the city hall? Mm-hmm. What are the pitfalls? What do I need to worry about? Mm-hmm. And that's the stuff that people are most concerned about. Mm-hmm. And it's a place where people can learn about their wedding music in general, whether it be the reception and say, okay, our first dance together, and the bride's father sadly passed away, mm-hmm. but she still wants to do a dance. Mm-hmm. How do we do that? Or here, let's announce, Chris, you're going to announce my parents at the reception, but they're divorced and they hate each other. Mm-hmm. Or they're divorced and my father remarried, my mom didn't. Mm-hmm. What do we need to be careful of? So there's a lot of stuff to talk about. And again, it's all dialogue. It's all conversation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what the learning aspect has been all about. We're doing little blog posts, video posts, and you know, just in the comments, talk about your wedding, and it's becoming a great place for brides and grooms to feel safe to talk about their fears, their concerns, their happiness. Yeah.
I love it. Awesome. Yeah. I think that's so great. You guys are doing that. And
I can't take any. I can't take any credit. Carol brought me along for the ride, and it's the smartest thing. It's a great tool, and she brought me up to speed on it. I think it's great.
Very cool. Awesome. All right. So for everyone listening who has been to a wedding, and they think that they would love to have live music, but the weddings that they've seen, the live music has been kind of corny, kind of cheesy. I know I've seen that. I have also seen incredibly talented live bands at weddings too.
Right.
So like, what would you have to say to them? And then also like, if they are considering they can't decide 100% whether or not they want to go for the DJ or the live band, what are some things that you would talk them through to help them make that decision?
Yeah, I think generally it's going to be, what have you seen at weddings? And if their preconceived notion of the band, it's going to be cheesy. Show them why you're not, right? And see what if they start mentioning all these artists that, listen, the best bands know their limits, right? I've got a very good band and we play Justin Timberlake, right? And we play Rock Your Body and Can't Stop the Feeling and Suit and Tie, but we don't play Sexy Back. And people say, why not? The reason is because no band sounds good playing Sexy Back unless you're JT himself.
Sure.
Well, but the difference is the best bands will say that to you. The ones that are trying to say whatever to get your business will say that. So that's the biggest thing.
That's a good point.
To look at that. And if it comes down, you're picking all songs like Sexy Back and stuff that you need the exact recording, then you should go with a DJ. But that's drilling down to the musical level. But there are certain things, and that comes from a confidence of, listen, there are times you have to have the original recording. It's going to sound silly to have a band do a cover of someone that it's a perfect flower the way it is. Why would you redo it?
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
And I would talk about what you've seen at weddings, and I talk about what impact do you guys want. And I had a client one time say to me, well, they said, well, the band is kind of three-dimensional and a DJ is two-dimensional. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I suppose you could kind of think of it like that's not completely right. But but if you think about it, if you walk into a room and there's a DJ with two speakers up, it's kind of everything's happening over there. Right. Mm-hmm. That's at them over there. versus you walk into the room and there's my 11-piece band is playing and the singers are emoting and screaming to the crowd and the crowd screaming. It's a different type of interaction and energy level. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Both are valid. They're just different.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. That answers that question very well. Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
And to everyone listening, we have worked, so many weddings, and we have worked with great DJs. We have worked with not so great DJs. We have worked with, you know, great live bands, and we've seen not so great live bands. And so just one thing I would say is be sure that you are hiring someone who really like Chris was saying, will work with you on, you know, really figuring out how to make your vision come to life, and really knows how to keep the party going. Because that's something that's so special at a ceremony, at a reception, is when you have a live band or a DJ who just really knows how to get everyone to feel like they are part of it. Like, and a band or a DJ that is a part of what's happening rather than just standing there and performing.
Exactly.
So that is just something I would say. And so I have never personally worked with Starless Music, but I have watched their live videos that you can see on their website, and they are fantastic. I would highly recommend checking them out. Chris is an awesome guy. I haven't talked with Carol a lot, but she seems like an awesome gal. So for anyone who is interested in hearing more about the experience that you guys provide, where can they go? Where can they find you on social media and website and stuff like that?
Sure. You can go to our website, starlessmusic.com, S-A-R-L-A-S, music.com. We also have that on Instagram, Facebook, mm-hmm. All the places.
Cool.
And if you want to learn more about planning your wedding, you can go to learn.starlessmusic.com. and unpack ideas with other brides and groups. Believe me, there's a lot of anxiety that is dissipated very quickly once people realize that they're not alone in this.
Right.
They've got the same fears as everybody else. Mm-hmm. And we're all in this together. And one thing you said, I'm going to build on what you said. It's a team. The DJ, mm-hmm. photography team, the catering, everyone works as a team. Those are the best parties.
Yeah.
When the vendors are like oblivious, that doesn't work.
Yeah, but absolutely.
It's huge. Yeah.
And for anyone listening, we're going to be doing a future episode here not too long about how to hire wedding vendors and why it's like dating. So you should definitely be watching out for that. We talked a little bit about that here, but be on the watch for that episode coming out probably within the next 4 weeks or so. But anyways, Chris, it was awesome to talk with you.
Oh, likewise.
Yeah, I really hope that everyone got a lot of value out of hearing what you had to say. I know I learned a lot by listening to what you had to say.
Listen, it was great to be included, and you're on the way you're doing it is, like I say, it's the right way, where it's like, let's just, knowledge is power, communication, and everything will be great.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Chris. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you everyone for listening. Also, I just wanted to say that we are accepting questions for the podcast, to answer on the podcast. So if you have a question that you want answered about wedding planning, no matter what that looks like, we will answer it. So just go to our website. The link is below in the description of this podcast. So, and you can just find our podcast page on our website and ask the question at the bottom of the page. So just want to throw that out there. One more time, Chris, thank you so much. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks everyone for listening.